During a briefing, State Health Secretary Karen Timberlake said 270 hospitals and nursing homes are short-staffed and have asked for help. State health officials are working with hospitals and Wisconsin's Department of Military Affairs to request federal assistance.
These teams will be dispersed around the state and will add important capacity, especially in intensive care units.
Only 37 of more than 1,000 intensive care beds across the state are available, according to hospital data. The ability to care for more patients is limited by staffing levels, and healthcare workers are being stretched thin as more people seek care for COVID and other conditions. Timberlake says so far, $19 million in federal funding has gone toward easing staff shortages. Shemay Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.